We have to say that God's been very good to us these past couple of days. And we wanted to continue to dwell in the presence of God and hear His word. So today we will first hear from Brother Parisuttam, who has been an elder in another village church. And some of you may have heard his testimony a few years ago when he spoke here after the Lord took home his 32-year-old son. And his son had been mentally incapacitated all those 32 years, could do nothing. And Brother Parisuttam and his wife, imagine that if you have a son able to do nothing for himself for 32 years and you look after him and you love the Lord, that'll really make you a saint if you do it with joy. And that's what it made Brother Parisuttam what he is. God takes us through brokenness to a place of abundance. And I know that testimony that he gave that time, it's on the internet, has been a blessing to many people around the world. So we are happy to hear our brother.
Let that be glory to God. I thank God for God has been kind enough so that I can participate in this conference. Let me turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 and 13, which is the theme of this conference. Because lawlessness has increased, most people love will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. When reading this verse, the latter part of verse 12, I read, most people's love will grow cold. That means most of the people's love was once hot, but now it has grown cold. Why? Because of the lawlessness is increased. So it shows that the Lord has told all these things in advance to prepare us for the days of persecution. So when I compare this verse with other places where the Lord has spoken about this lawlessness and all that, Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 and 23, there also the Lord is telling the same words. You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. So here we see, you will be hated by all because of my name. And again we also read Mark chapter 13, the same thing, Mark chapter 13, verse 13. You will be hated by all because of my name, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Again we read in Luke chapter 21 also, that 17 to 19, there we read the same verse, 21, 17 to 19. And you will be hated by all because of my name, yet not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. From these verses, I understand that the Lord wants to protect us, to give us strength to endure what are all the sufferings that we may face in the days to come. Here it says that the lawlessness will increase. So we know that in the world the lawlessness is increasing, that people don't have respect for the law. And recently in Tamil Nadu, the government passed a rule that everyone riding on the two-wheelers should wear their helmets. And the court also have given a verdict like that. But last week I was traveling in the Madurai city. I saw many people, even in the city, many people running the vehicles without wearing their helmets. So it shows that we have no love for the law. That is lawlessness. It is increasing everywhere. Not only in this, it is a small example, but everywhere you see there was no respect for the law. It is in the world, not only in the world, in the In God's law also, people will lose their respect for God's words. That is lawlessness. Lawlessness is sin. We read from the Bible, lawlessness is sin. So when the sin is increasing or lawlessness is increasing, the people once who were hot in love for the Lord and also for the fellow believers, it is growing cold. So I want to meditate on the word love. What is love? So it is an attitude of heart or mind towards God and towards our fellow beings. The Lord said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So we say that loving the Lord means obeying the commandments. I don't think so. To me, it is an attitude towards God that we love the Lord, so we want to obey the commandments. So if we are loving someone else, we will hate what those people hate. If you want to please them, you will try to do things that are pleasing to him. So when we love the Lord, our attitude is changed. We want to hate what the Lord is hating. So when I got converted, I accepted the Lord, and in my beginning years, I used to read the Bible very seriously. When I got sleepy, then I opened the Bible, then I will be fresh and I will go through the Bible. During the night times, when my wife and one daughter I was having that at that time, so they will be sleeping in one room. If I want to read the Bible, I may be feel sleeping, but if I open the Bible and read, I will go to the other room and put the light, and they will be sleeping without disturbing them. I will be reading the Bible. Because I loved the word of God so much in those days. After some time, I lost the love. I felt that. So once I finished reading one time, and then there was some coldness in my attitude towards the word of God. See, I want to mention here, I want to read from Exodus chapter 16, verse 31. There, when the Israelites came from Egypt, the Lord gave them food by manna, miraculously. Every day morning when they opened the door, they will miraculously see the manna from heaven. Verse 16:31, the house of Israel named it manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and its taste was like wafers with honey. It was very tasty to them. It was a honey taste. And after some time, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 8, we read that. Chapter 11, Numbers 11:8, it reads, the people would go about and gather it and grind it between two millstones, or beat it in the mortar and boil it in the pot and make cakes with it, and its taste was as the taste of cakes baked with oil. Once it was tasting like honey, but now after some years, now it tastes like cakes baked with oil. So the same manna, but after eating for some times, it has become routine, and it does not taste them as honey as earlier it was. Here we read from the beginning, from in this chapter, chapter 11, from the beginning verses, we see there in verse 4, the rabble who were among them had greedy desires, and also the sons of Israel wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? These people were dissatisfied with what they have been eating. The manna was provided to them miraculously from heaven. It's an act of love to the people. They were saved from the slavery in Egypt, and they were punished and treated roughly, and they were suffering and crying. Their groaning, and after listening to their groanings only, the Lord let them come out of that slavery. So just like that, we were saved from sins. Now, in the footnote in my Bible, I read this. Dissatisfaction comes when our attention shifts from what we have to what we don't have. Previously, they were suffering, by slavery. They were severely punished and they were groaning to the Lord. The Lord led them miraculously out of Egypt and gave him manna. They ate it and it was very tasty. Now the love for that manna has gone. So love for the word of God has gone within me. I felt it. And after some time I realized, Lord, once it was very tasty, like honey, but now it is just something baked in oil, like a cake. How the taste has gone down. So, dear brothers and sisters, what I want to express is that we may feel that I am not growing colder in my love for the Lord or in my love for fellow brothers and sisters, but it is actually happening within us. When the love for reading the word of God and meditating on it, our attitude changes towards Lord. So I want to say an example. When new couple are getting married, the new couple, they want to spend time with one another. They want to speak more with each other. They want to be alone from others. So they want to enjoy fellowship with each other alone. So do we have that longing, that is in our attitude, to spend time with the Lord, to be alone with the Lord? We have been hearing the good news for us. We have to spend time with the Lord. We cannot make it a duty. So once the new couples are married, they want to please one another. The wife may try to cook the food which the husband wants to eat or is interested to eat. And the wife also in the same way, husband also in the same wants to please the wife, whatever will be pleasing to the wife. So they want to enjoy the time and the fellowship. But I observed sometime the same wife is cooking the same food, washing the clothes and doing all the duties. But it has become a routine. There is no taste. So that means once it was honey tasty, now it has become the oil-baked cake. So out of routine things, we don't enjoy the taste once it was in the beginning. So just like that, our relationship with the Lord also may go down. So we have to check ourselves in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The whole chapter is written about love. So there we read that in chapter 13, verse 7, I read that, bears all things, love bears all things. So in the beginning of the year, once the new couple come together, the wife may not know how to cook a delicious food, so tasty to her husband sometimes. But since the man loves the wife so much and she wants she and she wants he, nothing more. So even the food is not tasty, don't worry, I want you, not the food. So the man will say, I want you, and the girl will say, I want you. So when the food is not tasty or anything goes wrong, that they can bear with one another. Sometimes the food is completely spoiled, even if the woman does not know how to cook in their younger age. So now newly cooking and she may not prepare the food when it's tasty to her husband, but she will bear it with her. So don't worry, we can go to the hotel. Yes, because they want each other. So now can we say that, Lord, I want you, not the blessings from you, Lord. Even if you don't give me health or wealth or whatever it is, even if there is any sort of blessings, no problem, I want you. I want you alone, Lord. Can you say? In Philippians 3:8, we read that the Paul was saying, but now you also put them all aside. Philippians 3:8. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ. So he is counting everything as rubbish and compared to knowing the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I have suffered the loss of all things. He is ready to suffer everything. But in the world, the preachers are now preaching, you can get money or blessings in any way. You can get a job, you can get everything. So the people come to the Lord to get everything. But the true love is giving everything. So I don't care for anything. I want you. I want you alone, Lord. So for surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I am ready to suffer or lose everything. I count them but rubbish. And also in Hebrews 11:24 we read that, in the old chapter of Hebrews 11 we read that, how faith works. In Hebrews 11, chapter 11, 24-25. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. So he was looking to the greater reward that he can get after this life. He was not interested in the worldly affairs. So here it says, even Jesus was not born there. But here it is written in 26, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Moses, in Moses' period, Jesus was not there. But in his spirit, he is considering this, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. So by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. So out of the greater riches he expected, he was not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. He endured the endured everything. He was he expected reproach, ill treatment. He might have been killed, but he did not care for anything. So that was the attitude of people. Then we read also in 36 and 37 the type of people. The others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn into two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. Everything they bad for their faith. Dear brothers and sisters, nowadays we are everywhere, the prosperity gospel is preached and people are misled. They are coming to the Lord to get something from the Lord. Yes, actually we have received a greater thing, a greater riches, with no one purchase for my money or anything. It is our forgiveness of sins and salvation. So it is a greater blessing. We cannot equate this with any other worldly riches or honor or anything. But people don't value that, that today's preachers are preaching the prosperity gospel and the worldly blessings. But we, what is our intention? I want Lord, I want you alone. I want you, because you have given yourself for me. So I want you alone. I want to be with you. Whether his presence is pleasing to me, whether I want to read the Bible with interest, whether we do the ministry or reading the Bible or spending time with the Lord, what it is our attitude, whether do it as a duty-bound work or we do it interestingly. It shows the attitude. Once I was working, nowadays I am retired, and 8 years back I got retired. But before that, when I was working, I was in service, as brother was telling, I was having a mentally retarded son at home, other children also were there. I would take the bag with me and the Bible to the office, and from there, when the office come to a close at 5 o'clock, I would immediately start going to some place with another brother, to meet somebody else or tell the gospel. It was in those days that many churches came up around us. But nowadays I feel that, whether Lord, whether my love for you have gone down. For I am now free and I have no job. I am at home, but I need not spend time with my son now. But there is no need. New churches are not coming up. Why? So I want to examine myself, Lord, whether my love for you have gone down. Why? When I was under pressure, so normally we think when we get more money we will give to the Lord, and when we give more time, free time, I can spend it for profitably for the Lord's work and all that. No, it's not. So yeah, I had all things done, the limited time I got. So it's not a time investment or anything, it is God's work. So when we please the Lord, when we love the Lord with all our heart, things are very easy. And even though we have time now and more experience and all that, no, I just examine myself, Lord, why? What's wrong with me? So unless we examine ourselves, whether our love for the Lord has gone down in any way, whether our love for reading the words, reading the word of God, or serving the Lord, or doing the ministry, or anything, whatever you do, with what attitude we do it. We may spend more time, we may do more work, but with what attitude we do it, whether do it for a duty sake, or we do it interestingly, wholeheartedly, and lovingly. So when we do something out of love, that is acceptable to the Lord. When you do it as a duty-bound work, as a traditional work, it is a debt work, it is not pleasing to the Lord. So another thing I want to read is from this lawlessness. So we read that why this love has gone down in many people's lives. So in the world, always the lawlessness is prevailing and it is increasing, you know all. But among the Christians also, the lawlessness is increasing. So those people who claim to the teachers of the Lord's good news and also preaches the word, they are the lawless people. We read the same verse in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-22. The Lord is telling the people who claim to have prophesied and done the Lord's work, miracles and all that. You see in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. The same word, lawlessness, here also the Lord is telling to the people who claim to have done many, many things for the Lord. They have prophesied, they have cast out demons and done many miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus. They claim, but Lord said, you who practice lawlessness. So the same word we have read here and there, that is in Mark and Luke and Matthew 10 and all that. So lawlessness is, so people are sinning and doing lawless works. They are not obeying the law of the land or law of God. And yet they are doing the work. So it is not pleasing to God. The Lord is hating that. I say, you do lawlessness. So because of this lawlessness only, these people who are once signing for the Lord is disgusted and the love is going down. See, here we have read from the morning also, you have read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. There you see the love for God or love for others have gone down from replacing. That love is replaced with some other love. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse, you all know that. In the morning also, brother read it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the last days, the difficult times will come. See, one translation it is written that it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. Here we read that for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money. And then we, at last in verse 4 we read, lovers of pleasure. See, lovers of self, the love for God has been replaced by the self-love. Now, once we have love for the Lord, and now we may love ourselves. Our pleasure, our profit, our convenience. So, the love for God has been replaced by the love for self. And then, love for money. And many people love earn money. So, their love has shifted from God to money and lovers of pleasures. So the world is turning to be pleasure oriented everywhere. They become lovers of pleasures. So when Christians are preachers or the ministers of the Lord, they claim to be. So they become the lovers of money, they become the lovers of self, and they live a luxurious life and they are now pleasure oriented. And people who are doing the Lord's work sincerely and following the Lord, they are tempted to think like this. And we have already in the morning, also brothers quoted this, Psalm 73, it was written by Asaph. In Psalm 73, we read that. But as for me, my feet came close to the stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pains in the death, and their body is fat. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. The garment of violence covers them. Their eye bulges from fatness. The imaginations of their heart run riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from on high. They have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue parrots through the earth. So when wicked men prosper, so these people who are claiming to have been the workers of God and servants of God, and they are getting all riches and honor, and they are not punished. And those who are sincerely following the Lord and doing the Lord's work, look at them, then we may be tempted, why, Lord, am I following you in vain? You may think like that. Behold, these are, in verse 12 we read, behold, these are the wicked, and always at ease, they have increased in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence. So, people who are once fire for the Lord, now they may use to think, am I following the Lord in vain? They are claiming to be God's servants, are rich. Once I was listening to one young preacher preaching like this. So the Lord is interested in the health of his servants. But one old man is coughing now and then and preaching. Is it he a true servant of God? He was preaching like that. How arrogant he is speaking. He is a young man. He is criticizing an older servant of God as he is preaching with a coughing now and then. And God is interested in the health of his servants. And then why he is coughing, he says. So such as people now criticizing the other servants of God in that way. And they flourish and they are prospering in wealth and material things, and they are living a comfortable life. And so other true servants of God, if they are not enduring in the love of God by the Holy Spirit's power, they may be tempted to think like this, Lord, I am serving you, why happening like this? And also in these passages we are warned about many deceptions. From the beginning, from the beginning of the chapter, the Lord is warning people about the deceptions and misleadings. Here we read that false teaching, verse 11, we read that many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because of lawlessness it is increased. So many false prophets, one of the teaching is that secret coming. In this chapter, and clearly our brother has explained this, and also here the Lord is explaining this very in detail. There is no secret rapture, secret coming. So only open. So here the Lord is warning in verse 26. So if they say to you, behold, he is in the wilderness, do not go out, or behold, he is in the inner room, do not believe them. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. So, what they are teaching, the Lord will come and take his saints before the tribulation, and there will be no tribulation for the saints. After that only the tribulation comes. But it is clear that, and after that it is written, and verse 31, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. So means, after this, it is clearly written. So after this only, the angels are coming and gathering together, the elect. So the elect people will be there. So the Lord is telling that in Matthew chapter 10 also, that God's servants may be persecuted. So we may face persecution in one way or the other. We will not face the same problem, all of us. So each of us will face different problems. Here we read in Matthew chapter 10, 21, 22. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But it is the one who is endued to the end who will be saved. But whenever they persecute you in one city, flee to the next. For 3 years. So the Lord says, you will be persecuted. You will be hated by all men, all nations for my name's sake. It is clearly spoken. But yet they are teaching that you will not be persecuted. You will not pass through tribulation and all that. So the Lord is interested in us. So he is forewarning us. So he says, I have told you everything in advance so that you are not misled. So dear brothers and sisters, so these false teachers, false teaching, we can be protected only by knowing the scripture correctly, the correct doctrine. We must thank God for what giving our brother, he has clearly explained us, and it is also very clear here. So even then many people are deceived. Why? Because people are not interested in listening to the truth. The truth what the Bible teaches and the truth concerning ourselves. So we also read in 2 Timothy chapter 4. We have read in the morning also. 2 Timothy chapter 4. A time will come that people will not endure the sound doctrine. So they want tickling messages. For the time will come, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. They are not interested to listen to the correct messages, right doctrines. They want something. They are not ready to follow the Lord. They don't want to suffer, or they don't want to humble themselves. They want to listen messages selectively to selective preachers who can tickle their ears, who can please them by giving some promises about prosperity and all that. So they are true servants of God that are there, and true message is there. They are not ready to listen. So the preachers, false preachers, are preaching what the people like to hear. So they want to hear something. The preachers are ready to preach there. What are the things that people are interested to listen? So the false teachers are increasing. So only by knowing the scriptures correctly, we can save ourselves from falling a prey to these false teachers. And again, we read here that even the elect are misled because of the great miracles, great signs. And in 24, in verse 24, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. So when sometimes some brothers used to go to some other meetings conducted by, they call it a healing crusades and all that, people go and tell, brother, how it is? Yes, brother, they are also teaching the same thing. They are also using the name of God. The miracles are happening. They are wondering, what sort of people they are? It is clearly that we should not identify a man by his gifts, but his fruits. The Lord has told us clearly that you must identify the tree by its fruits. So a man's, by man's gifts, we cannot identify them. Once when they were right, they would have received that gift from God. But now that gift is not taken back by the Lord because it is irrevocable. God once give, will not take it back. But we have to see their fruits. Instead of seeing their life, if they look for their gifts only, they will be misled. So this, all these lawless things, false doctrines, false miracles, false signs, false teachings, and everything will happen in the last days. So what is the way to preserve ourselves in the Lord, to preserve our love for the Lord? That is only in depending completely on the Lord. So here we read in the morning also in Jude verse 24 that God is able to protect us from stumbling. Jude writes here that God is able to protect us from stumbling. And also in Romans 14:4 we read, 14:4, who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. The Lord is able to make him stand. Only the Lord would be able to make us stand. Only by his mercies we can stand. If tribulation comes, if persecution comes, if the Lord wants to protect us, he can protect us. Brother was telling yesterday that Paul was protected by giving a thorn in his flesh. He received it. It is a protection from the Lord. It has protected him. Like that in our homes, whether we are our health is affected, our wealth is affected, our children or any atmosphere at home, the Lord might have given us to protect it. When if we love the Lord, we will receive it. And Lord, it is from your hand, I will accept it, Lord. So it is for our protection. So when the Lord loves, he is correcting, he is disciplining us. So in the interest of our well-being only, the Lord is giving us something. But if you don't love them, he will murmur and crumble, Lord, why it is happening to me? I am serving you faithfully. Why this is happening? So that is all the lack of love. So I want to close it by saying that the Lord loves us. So he is disciplining us. He is protecting us by giving something. Yes, it is a discipline or a thorn in our flesh or some troubles or sufferings. Only through that the Lord can protect us. He is loving us, so he is disciplining us. So if we don't love him wholeheartedly, we will get sidetracked and we will fall back and our love will grow cold. If we say, I am right, I am doing the ministry, I am doing everything as before, I have no lack of love, then we will be deceiving ourselves. So Satan is trying to deceive and mislead us. False teachers and false prophets are his agents. But if we are not interested to listen to the correct doctrine and right teachers and true servants of God, or we don't read the Bible and meditate on it, or if we do things under duty-bound traditional work, then the love will be growing colder and colder, and we will be misled, no doubt. Only God, if we depend on God completely and humbling ourselves and seeking the Lord every day, and the Lord is able to protect us by His Holy Spirit. We see, read in Galatians 5:22 that the Holy Spirit, the love is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So if we have to preserve the law or endure in love till the end of our lives or to the end of tribulation or the end of the world, the one thing is necessary, that is love by the Holy Spirit. So only the Holy Spirit can protect us, preserve us in the love for the Lord. Because we read that it is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So may the Lord give us a deep insight in that. Let us examine ourselves whether we have the true love that we had in the beginning. In Songs of Solomon also, in chapter 8 and verse 6 and 7 also, we read about the love, just like it is the strongest death. So do we have that strong passion for the Lord? Let us examine.